jam to it.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And I've got a lot of new stuff coming up in the next hour. Starting off a little bit light and getting moved to a little bit of kind of garagey stuff. And then towards the end, we're going to get some really heavy, loud, and aggressive metal at the very end. But we're going to start it off light, and you're going to hear a brand new album that I've been anticipating for years. It's the brand new album from Joanna Newsom. It's called Divers, and you're going to hear the track called Leaving the City. I do believe it's one of the singles from the album, and it was just released on Drag City Records, label that she's always put out her stuff on. And I'm guessing it's probably one of the really big sellers on the Drag City label. I think it's her previous album was kind of a longer three LP set. It's kind of a longer sprawling release, and it was kind of a little bit long, a little bit meandering. And then the 2006's East was a little more of like a, I don't know, more of a focus sound. But this one tends to return to that more of a kind of a focus sound, and it's not quite as long as the previous album. So check out some more stuff from the new Joanna Newsom album. I listened to it a couple days ago when it came out on the NPR stream. So after that, we're going to see what we get to. Possibly something from a artist named Beth Moore out of Eastern Canada from St. Catharines. But we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 this FM, this is the brand new Joanna Newsom album. This track is called Leaving the City.
Change the game to play.
eerie bends beneath the wind in my scent, and that is all I want here to draw my conspirit about beneath what I am allowed beneath.
I get carried away with you. Explore music that spans Eric Sadie's Musique d'Ambumont to Lawrence English's dense electronic drones and nomadic streams, Vancouver New Music's 2015 Festival of Ambient Music. Nomadic Streams runs from October 22nd to 24th. For more information, visit newmusic.org.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Beth Moore. New CD, Into the Station, and that's an album called 5 out of 10. Self-titled album, and you heard a track off of that called Carried Away. And prior to that, you heard the brand new Joanna Newsom album. It's called Divers, and you heard one of these singles from the album, and it's called Leaving the City. And once again, you get picked that up this week on Drag City, and I'm almost certain that's going to be one of my top albums for this year. So you'll probably be hearing quite a few more tracks from this album in the coming weeks. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And don't forget to check out the website, CITR.ca, and you can check out a podcast, playlists, and all kinds of different stuff like that. So up next, you're going to hear something from Sean Nicholas Savage. He's based out of Montreal, and he has put out a few albums on the Arbutus record label. You may know the label from such artists as Blue Hawaii or Grimes. But anyways, Sean Nicholas Savage has a new album out called Other Death, and it's, I guess, a contrasting or complementary album to his 2013 album called Other Life. You can check it out at his Bandcamp, which is seannicholassavage.bandcamp.com. You can hear a track called Suburban Nights. And tomorrow night, here in Vancouver, Sean Nicholas Savage is going to be playing. And he will be at the Wise Hall. So definitely pick up tickets. And let me see. I'm not sure who he's playing with. It could be a local artist. But let me see here what I got. It's with a band called Promise Keeper. And once again, that's Sean Nicholas Savage and Promise Keeper tomorrow night at the Wise Hall. After Sean Nicholas Savage, you're going to hear something from a Eastern Canadian band called Nap Eyes, an album called Wine of the Mystics, and you'll hear a track off of that called Delirium and Persecution Paranoia. It's put out on the You've Changed record label, which is, I do believe, based out of Toronto. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sean Nicholas Savage. This track is called Suburban Nights.
Oh, beside me, but I'm sad to know you're breaking up. Me, I have love, but if my lover denies me, come find me with my broken cup. Under the trees of old life, lamenting the childhood that comes no more. Of a distant blue sky, but in the heart's blood a boiling red. I feel something, but I can't quite say why. Don't you comfort me, baby? Won't you cradle my head? 'Cause you hold yourself so distant and careful, so I sing the charms of fading day. Nights or just a springtime faltering, but if you drop the cradle, I would do the same. And that way you could be the child, oh, once in a while. Oh, miss, so won't you help me? I won't let you
down. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from a band called Nap Eyes. And you heard their album called Wine of the Mystic. And you heard the track called Oh, My Friends. And prior to that was Sean Nicholas Savage with the track called Suburban Nights off his brand new Other Death album. And he is going to be playing in Vancouver tomorrow night at the Wise Hall, which is, I do believe, on Adenac Street, which, if you didn't know, Adenac is Canada backwards. Anyways, he's going to be playing here tomorrow night with a band called Promise Keeper, as well as a guy named Nicholas Kurgovich. I'm not sure how much tickets are, but I guess they're pretty cheap. I think less than $10. So we'll keep going with some more music and get to a little bit more kind of a garagey, punky sound of this next little bit, and you'll hear a band called Knife Pleats. They have an album called Hat Bark Beach that just came into the station, and you can hear a track off of that called Terrible. This is made up of a couple of local members. You may know Rose Malmberg from a lot of her solo projects, but it has a couple of other members from other bands. I'll have to do some research and find out which other ones they are. But anyways, check out more stuff from Knife Pleats, I should say. This album is pretty sweet. After that, you can hear something from Kappa Chow out of Eastern Canada, and you'll hear a track off there aptly titled Collected Output As of Now, and you can hear a track off of that. We'll see what we get to after that, but right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Knife Pleats.
Yeah.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Kappa Chow out of, I do believe, Sackville, New Brunswick. That was Love On Me off their album called Collected Output as of now. And prior to that, you heard some from Locals and Knife Pleats, and you heard the track off the album called Hat Bark Bleach. That track was called Terrible, and it's put on the Jigsaw record label. Check them out at jigsaw-records.com. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we're going to take a real left turn from what we've been hearing in the past little while, and you're going to hear some more light ambient music, more kind of film score sounding music. And you'll hear something from a new release on Cranky Records, and that's the brand new Christina Van Zuy album. She's got an album out called Number 3, and it's obviously the third album. And you may know Christina Van Zuy from previous albums put out on Cranky Records. She used to go under the group called The Dead Texan, which is a kind of a collaboration between some members of Stars of the Lid. But recently she's put out her own solo work, and it tends to be very light, very ambient, and very film score-esque. You're going to hear a track off of that called Pillar 3, and it's more of a longer track. After that, you're going to hear something from Max Richter, who's also a film composer. It's put out stuff on Fat Cat Records, and he has done a number of film scores. But you're going to hear a track off his latest album that just came out in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. But first, before Max Richter, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Christina Van Zuy. Thank you.
Thank you. Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. It happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 2 is happening this Tuesday, October 27th, featuring Atlanteans, Owl Scowl, and Skyote. Cover is $5 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a beautiful piece composed by Max Richter. That was a track called Richter Path 19, Yet Frailest. Or Frailest. That's off the album called From Sleep that came out on the brand new album that came out on Runa or Deutsche Grammophon Records. And prior to that, you heard some from Christina Vansu, new album released on Cranky Records, called Number 3, and you hear the track called Pillar Number 3. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And one of the favorite things about CITR is you can deftly go between completely polar opposite genres, and that's exactly what I'm going to do next. You're going to hear somebody louder metal that I mentioned before. You're going to hear a couple of death metal bands in the last set. A couple bands that put out some pretty great albums this year, and you can hear something from a couple bands on Relapse Records. The first of which is Skinless, and Skinless have been around since the early 90s, making some pretty heavy death and grindcore. Their last album came out in 2006, and it was called Trample the Weak, Hurdle the Dead, and it was their last album that they put out before they went on a long hiatus. They went from, I think, 2011 to 2013 on hiatus, but they're back, and it's been 9 years since they put out an album, and you're going to hear the brand new album from Skinless. It's called Only the Ruthless Remain, and it has a really, really brutal death metal sound. You'll hear a track called Flamethrower, and then after that, you're going to hear something that's from Hooded Menace, a new album out on Relapse Records. They have a new one coming out at the end of this month called Darkness Drips Forth, but anticipation of that, you can hear a track off an album that they put out last year. I think a collection of kind of rare tracks and just collaborations and various different tracks called. The album is called Gloom Immemorial, and you'll hear a track called Catacombs, or a track called Abode of the Grotesque. And if you may know Hooded Menace from previous albums that they put out on Relapse Records, but they've also put out stuff on the Canadian label Profound Lore Records. Check them out if you're into some really grim and evil death metal. We'll see what we get to after that. Possibly we'll be back to talk to you some more, but if not, stay tuned for more great music on CITR, and I'll be back next week with some more great tracks right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the new Skinless album. It's called Only the Ruthless Remain. This track is called Flamethrower.
Still as though the fire of the earth, their power is far away. tune in every other Thursday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. with your host, Zahair, for The Social Focus, an interview-based show about how students, past and present, have come up with creative ways to overcome social challenges in the community. Each episode will invite individuals to share their stories of success and failure, along with actionable advice on how to start an innovative initiative that serves the community. Hear from UBC students, alumni, and others involved in the community.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
God. Oh.
Everybody.